Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hi there, I'm Adrian Durham. You're listening to TalkSport. It's time to take a look back at an incredible day 8 of Qatar 2022 on World Cup Daily.
Victory here today, so very important for this Japanese side.
But it gets the shot away, and Gonda can do nothing about it. And the Costa Ricans pile onto the pitch. And what a win for Costa Rica. And they've blown this group absolutely wide open in the World Cup.
Dier pulls it back. It's 2-0. Oh my goodness. They've done it. Zakaria Bukel. Joyous scenes as the Africans seal all 3 points. And just like earlier, this group of the World Cup has been blown wide open.
Belgium's first World Cup group stage defeat since they lost to Saudi Arabia in 1994 in the USA.
Can Croatia get their veterans to use their experience to get them over the line once again? Or will Canada make history?
And it's Orsic who has cleaned through and he plays it square and it's lofted it high into the net by Lovro Majer. And Croatia have their fourth goal.
Builders, the Group E title decider, is now all but an eliminator. Good ball into the near post, fired into the roof of the net. Spain take the lead, it's Morata staring down the barrel of a third successive World Cup defeat for the first time in their history as either Germany or West Germany. Leroy Sané slipping it inside the penalty area. It's Fulkrug! It's 1-1! There's the lifeline! Demanschaft needed.
So today's results in Group F saw Morocco stun Belgium 2-0 and Croatia come from behind to beat Canada 4-1. And in Group E, Costa Rica beat Japan. And here at Albeit, Germany have a lifeline after a late equaliser against Spain. The match finished 1-1 live on TalkSport. Stuart Pearce and Jim Proudfoot were on commentary. And all you got to do is look at Group E just to realise how crazy it is. All four teams can still go through. I mean, it's just phenomenal, the group. Spain are top on 6, Japan on 3, Costa Rica on 3, Germany on 1. When we fully expected, Stuart, Spain and Germany to be top 2 and running away with it.
Yeah, we certainly did. As I say, it just takes one slip in groups. You've got 3 matches. If you get one wrong, you're on the back foot, especially if it's the first game. And Germany have certainly found that out early in this tournament.
I could tell. I could ask Jim Proudfoot to go through all the maths again if I was being really cruel. I mean, we could go through the bottom lines of Group E because there are some basics there. One of which, the main one, is that Germany have to win their final game here at Albeit Stadium against Costa Rica on Thursday evening.
Absolutely. All four sides can go through. Everyone apart from Germany can still win the group. Germany can only qualify if they beat Costa Rica. That's the bottom line. Everything else is academic. They've got to beat Costa Rica. If they do, then you have a look and see what happens in the Spain-Japan game. Now, if Spain win that, then Germany go through and Spain are through with them as the group winners. If the game is drawn, that Spain-Japan game is drawn, then Germany will go through providing they've scored more goals than Japan have. That's basically as simplistic as you can make it. Spain have got a massive margin for error. They win the group if they win the final game against Japan. They also finish top if they draw and Costa Rica don't beat Germany. They would only go out if they lost and Costa Rica win, or if Germany win and there's a ridiculous swing in goals. But basically, Spain have got a huge margin for error. Germany have got a very small margin for error. And Germany know they're out unless they win. And even if they do win, the other result could go against them. And that's academic then.
That's what you said earlier, isn't it, Stuart? He'd worked it all out. Just on this game tonight, 1-1, Spain led, Germany equalised. Spain were there. They were through. They let it slip just a little bit. And there's weaknesses with both Spain and Germany, isn't there?
I think so. There's also some good things to see from both teams, I must say, that they won't be easy. Whoever they come up against, that they'll give everyone a good game. At this moment, what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing a winner of a World Cup amongst the pair of them.
There's some terrific players for Spain, some terrific youngsters. It's about getting that balance right. They seem vulnerable at set pieces, which is where Germany seems strong.
Well, they were holding their line, and certain teams do that in the Premier League. The odd team do it, and it's not as easy to break that line and stay onside as you think. Players get a bit itchy, but if you think that Spain are going to do that and you've got wide free kicks, you've got to make sure you time your runs correctly. If you do, you have composure the other side and maybe not snatch at a finish, take a touch, then score.
You've seen Germany tonight. You saw the highlights of the Germany game against Japan, where they were much better in the first half. Mm. You've seen both the Spanish matches. If you were an international manager and you were going to face Spain or Germany later in the tournament, which would you rather play against?
I think Germany have got the capacity to get better. I think Spain are Spain. That would be... So I would take Spain.
So they've got bad habits they can't get out of, that are ingrained in them, that you feel that a blueprint has been set up. Everyone knows how to beat them. It's just a question of whether they can.
I think there are goals there against them. I think they play in a set way, which is their main strength. And I mentioned to you in the last game and this game as well, they're very set in their structure. They don't drive their fullbacks forward. They don't get overloads in that respect. There's nine players on the pitch that are set in sort of a set formation. There's two young kids that can move around the pitch within that formation. That's how I see it. And they're the two that can cause you a problem with the overloads getting forward. But in the main, there's nine that are pretty structured. You've got Busquets you can spin off of and get off of, and he's not got recovery run. Very good at dealing with the ball and playing the ball, and he's the conduit that gets them started. But you can knock them off their stride, as the Germans showed tonight with their press.
They even, just to reiterate your point, Stuart, warm up in formation as well, which suggests they're never going to change.
No, why should they? They're successful in that. They're top of the group, you know? Why should you? That's the way the Spanish teams play the game. They keep possession. They play from the back. They play a brilliant brand of football. Make no mistake about that. They warm up in the same fashion. If you're unsure which way Spain are going to play, just watch the warm-up. They're all in the same positions. They play to a finish in the possession, and you know exactly what every player and their position's going to be when the game starts. Some managers are a bit more guarded and they don't like to show anything in the warm-up. Spain are quite happy to say, this is what we do and we're going to try and knock you over doing it.
Morata with the goal for Spain after he came on. A word about Fulcrook, who's smashed in the equaliser after he came on as sub for Thomas Muller, who was ineffective. Come to international football late in his career, 29 years old, 30 in February. Had all sorts of injury problems, four knee operations. And you look at that and you think... The message is just never give up. It's a great story.
It's a great story, but it also let me take you back to a time long, long ago, Aid, right? When we spoke pre-World Cup and we talked about England and we talked about the starting 11 for England. And what did I say then? It doesn't matter what the starting 11 is. It matters that you get your substitutes right and they have impact. Two substitutes have scored tonight. No one else could. All the starters couldn't score. Two subs have come on. You can got so many subs that you can bring onto the pitch that they're the ones, really, when other players get tired, can really, really influence the game. And I think that's a brilliant message to say. It'll be interesting to see in this World Cup how many actual subs come on and deliver and score goals and change games. But you're right what you said. I think he come on and really imposed himself on the game physically. He helped with the press and he gave them a lift. And his finish was not easy, by the way. He absolutely unloaded one from a tight angle that the goalkeeper didn't even sniff.
Yeah, it buried itself in the back of the net. So we're going to call them finishers, like they do in rugby union?
Definitely.
Yeah,
they are. They're really, really important to the game. And we've got tied up for probably over 100 years about the starting lineup. I think those days are probably finished now, Aidan. I really do. It's all about impact subs. When you've got five of them, it's half a team.
Yep, German Kiefer Moore, we're calling him. That kind of player. But what a finish from him. Before we talk about Belgium's loss to Morocco earlier today, let's hear from the Red Devils manager, Roberto Martinez, who said his side simply did not defend well today.
The free kicks are probably the hardest delivery that you're going to get, that in-swing delivery into the box. You rely a lot on that first header. The moment that ball bounces in the box, it's very, very difficult. Even a defender can put it in. You need to be fortunate that the delivery is not on point. You have to say that the delivery was on point. And unfortunately, the second one, we can't get that first contact. And when the ball misses the first area of the contact, the keeper is in a very, very difficult position. Those things happen.
It's a golden generation for Belgium, Stuart Pearce. They've been second in the world seemingly forever, yet at tournaments. And let's remember, they're not out of the World Cup yet. They won the first game, but they lost to Morocco. It does make you wonder, and Kevin De Bruyne coming into this, I think he said something like, you know, they're too old to win it, whether it was mind games and he was trying to, you know, provoke a reaction from him and his teammates, I don't know. But it hasn't worked today, and I thought they looked poor today, Belgium.
Yeah, they've not overly impressed me, certainly not at the big tournaments. I always look and say, have they had a culture of winning things at the younger age groups, like most of the teams that have been European champions, world champions, Spain, France, Germany, they've all had a culture of winning things. Belgium haven't. None of the age group teams have won things. Yes, they've got world-class stars in their ranks, and they have for probably the last decade, you know, in De Bruyne and Alderweireld, Vertonghen, and all of those individuals that have probably won things at their club. But collectively in a Belgium shirt, there's not winners' medals amongst them.
You know I'm an emotional England fan, and England have been winning stuff at junior level. Are you trying to get me excited about that?
That was what I'm leading you down.
So right.
You've gone down that path without me even leading you there anymore. You know which way the path goes.
We'll talk about England in just a moment, and we'll hear from Jack Grealish.
You're listening to the TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Early signs that Germany are looking pretty fragile. Good ball into the near post, fired into the roof of the net. Spain take the lead, it's Morata. It's Leroy Sane slipping it inside the penalty area. It's Fulkrug, it's 1-1. Rising drive into the roof of the net. It's been coming throughout this second half. There's the lifeline. Die Mannschaft needed. If they win their next game, they have won the group. And Germany, if they win their next game, will be going through. This has finished. Germany 1, Spain 1.
You're listening to World Cup Daily on TalkSport. A bit earlier in Group E, we heard Spain and Germany draw 1-1 after a pulsating second half. Both the goals from substitutes. And we have some substitute stats at this World Cup, Jim Proudfoot.
I'd like to take credit for this, but I haven't sat and worked it out during the ad break. We've got fantastic statistical support at this competition, and the stats have been provided for us. So there have been 67 goals at this tournament so far. 17 of them, including the two tonight, have been scored by subs. So that's a quarter, just over a quarter of all the goals at the tournament have been scored by substitutes. Just to put that in perspective, in the last World Cup, in the total of the last World Cup, where there were way over 100 goals, only 15 of them were scored by subs. So we've already seen more goals from substitutes and guys off the bench this time around than we did in the last World Cup. And that just reiterates the point that you were making about it's not an 11-man game anymore. It is a 16-man game, a 26-man game.
I know there were probably more subs now than there were then. Would that be correct?
There are five rather than three. But even so.
Even in relation to that, there is no doubt that the impact from the bench is so, so critical now. And if you're not picked in that starting 11, I think there's almost more onus on you to be that player to come on and influence the game, whether it be shutting it up or as those stats bear it out, to go and get a goal for your team.
Right, let's check in with the England camp after the Three Lions could only manage a goalless draw against the USA. They got the boos and blues from some of their own fans. England striker Marcus Rashford has spoken ahead of the Wales clash on Tuesday and told supporters that the booing after the performance was not necessary.
Listen, it's not a nice feeling, but to be honest, we don't need fans to boo us for us to know that we've not played as well as we could have. You know, I feel like it's a feeling that was mutual amongst the group that we could have done better. And, you know, it's not just the players that start the game. It's the full group. You know, we train, you know, for 4 days leading up to the game. It's all of us. You do sometimes question, would you have changed things in the build-up to the game? But that's natural. You know, as players, we want to win as many games as we can. So when you don't win, you know, it's disappointing. But, you know, like I said earlier, it's not... We can't be so negative about it. You know, we're in a good position in the group and, you know, we just need to go and look to win the next game.
Listen, nobody enjoyed that performance from England. We all want to win the game as well. It didn't happen at the top of the group, 4 points from six games. Meantime, Belgium won their first game unconvincingly, lost their second game convincingly, and there's been riots in Brussels with police having to use tear gas and water cannons to stop the rioters. So, Stuart Pearce, this is what I call managing the group. And, yeah, you might not like the performance from England against, and you might not like the result against the USA, but managing the group at a tournament is everything, isn't it?
It certainly is, and that's why, you know, with Gareth and his staff have got a wealth of experience in regard to this. You know, Gareth's words after a 6-2 victory that we were all very excited by and very pleased with was expectation. He managed expectation after that with his words about defending and shipping cheap goals. Against the US, we kept a clean sheet, which was a real bonus, having let in two a few days before that. But you've got to have a relaxed tilt on it. And I think him and his squad have. I think they've got a good togetherness there. They'll stick together through hell or high water. They've supported Maguire. They've supported various other players that have took a little bit of flack. And from the outside, you look at it and you think, well done to you. You've got a real solid collectiveness, and you've got a manager that walks out and takes everything on the chin and still comes out and answers all of our questions as honestly as he can.
You want relaxed? Then we give you Jack Grealish. TalkSport's England correspondent Faye Carruthers has caught up with Jack, and he gave a pretty measured reaction to that 0-0 draw.
We're in a strong position, obviously top of the group, and you know it's all in our hands going into the final game. I was just saying then in another interview, it's weird sometimes, you know, playing for the national team, because you know you have one result like that, and it's as if it's the end of the world when you know it's clearly not. You know, we played against the team the other night. I felt like a lot of it was about us, you know, like England with this, England with that. But at the end of the day, they played very well. You know, there was a team that had a lot of energy, very athletic in all the positions, and you know, I think we had to give them credit for the way that they played. You know, they changed their tactics up, the way they pressed and stuff from the first game. But obviously we knew, you know, that that we can play better, and we'll certainly be looking to do that, you know, going into the next game.
Yeah, do you feel as if it was a bit of an overreaction? There was obviously a lot of clamouring to see Phil Foden. You know what that's like. You know, the Euros last year, it's like, get Jack Grealish on the pitch. It's now the same with Phil.
Yeah, I think there was a massive... I'm not on about the Phil thing, but I'm on about just in general, just like, I think there was a big overreaction. Like, you know, I think we're still, I don't know, apart from Spain, are we the top scorers or something in the tournament, maybe? Can't think off the top of my head if there's anyone that scored more than six. But yeah, the other day against Iran, you know, we were the best thing since sliced bread, you know, scoring six goals, and then we go a game, you know, without scoring. And I think, yeah, there was a bit of an overreaction, but I suppose that's what you get sometimes, you know, playing for England. And yeah, with the Phil thing, obviously we all know how good Phil is, but you know, there's a lot of players in them forward positions, you know, that all bring different stuff, different, you know, attributes. And I'm sure, you know, Phil will obviously get his chance. You know, hopefully he does. You know, he's been training well and stuff. So yeah, it's obviously up to the manager, but he does have a lot of options in them attacking positions.
Jack Grealish there. And when Jackie met Gabby, Grealish and his friend and former teammate Gabby Agbonlahor, TalkSport star, together this afternoon at the England camp. Some great content with those two on TalkSport's Facebook and YouTube channels and on Twitter at TalkSport. England's opponents Tuesday are Wales, who need snookers basically. Star players Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey have been criticised for their displays so far here in Qatar, but keeper Danny Ward has defended both his teammates ahead of the England game.
They've been incredible for us, but people forget the other 8-9 lads who were on the pitch at the time, who... It's not just this group, but the group before as well. Sort of the unsung heroes who have laid the platform for those two superstars to go and win us games, you know, majority of the time. We all know that it wasn't just them two. It was all of us as a group, as a staff. We weren't at a level where what we've set in recent times. And we know that we're much better than that as a group in general. So I think it'd be unfair to pinpoint it on a couple of players. So we all got to take responsibility for that, whether you were starting the game off the bench, whether you weren't in the squad, whoever. You know, that's the mantra we've had for years now, is that together stronger, and you know, now's the time to really prove that.
Yeah, it is, and a reaction is needed, and they can galvanise themselves for that reaction. England need to react as well, Stuart Pearce. So can Wales do it? Do they have what it takes to pull off a football miracle Tuesday?
Well, it would be a football miracle. It would be one of the biggest stories ever in World Cup history, I think. The one thing they do know, and the one thing that the squad, Wales, will be focused on, and I heard Dino say it earlier, they want to come back from this World Cup at whatever given time with a nation to be proud of them, and they know exactly what the pathway is in front of them. They've got to come out the traps from the first minute and go after England. There's no point sitting back in many ways. They're going to have to go after England because they need goals and they need a victory.
And just one final point on Brazil, who play tomorrow. I'll be at Stadium 974 for Brazil versus Switzerland in Group G. Whoever wins is through. No Neymar for Brazil. And the Brazil coach has come out and said that the persistent fouling of Neymar has to stop. He said, if you want to celebrate football, we have to stop fouls. Neymar fouled 9 times in the win over Serbia, more than any other player in a game so far at this World Cup. He was kicked off the park in the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. Colombians literally broke his back. They fractured his vertebrae in the quarterfinal. Has the Brazil coach got a point?
I think the modern-day rules are designed that way. You know, we've changed the game to protect the more talented players within the game. I think at a cost on occasion, I really do. I think some really good challenges and fair challenges are being pulled up by referees that are not fouls. I don't see it, but listen... We want the game to be free-flowing. We don't want players going down injured. We don't want players mimicking free kicks, any of that nature. I would like a free-flowing game that sort of protected the more talented players. Yes, I would.
Stuart, thanks very much. 1 o'clock, we focus on Group H. South Korea, Ghana will both be going for the first win of the tournament. That's on TalkSport. 4 o'clock, I'm back at Stadium 974 for Brazil versus Switzerland. Group G, whoever wins is through. And no Neymar for Brazil. That's on TalkSport as well. Before those two, 10 o'clock, Cameroon, Serbia in Group G. Both sides lost their opening games. That's on TalkSport 2. And then the last one in the evening, Portugal, Uruguay, a win for Portugal. They're through from World Cup Group H on TalkSport, that one. Thanks to Stuart and Jim. Stuart Pearce, former England defender, part of our World Cup coverage on TalkSport. And don't forget the TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast is available to download on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. It will be there every morning throughout the tournament in Qatar.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.